old Vienna. I'm not really talking about the old Vienna. I'm not even talking about the old Vienna. I'm talking about the old Vienna. That was Vienna. You had to be there. You can't. It's very difficult to describe. It's something you can't explain. It was. You had to be part of it. It was terrible. It was freezing there. No hot water, no steam heat, no radiators. Radiators! You could freeze your Tyrolean pants off there. You know the beautiful blue Danube? You were blue from watching it. Oh, it was brutal in the winter there. Listen to the music. You hear? Listen. Beautiful music. Where can you find music like this? Where can you find musicians like this today? In the smallest cafe was the best. They were all graduates from the. They were only the. You had to be. They wouldn't allow anybody who. You couldn't. They wouldn't let you. Will you stop that noise? Oh, it was gay in Vienna. Gay. Everybody running around singing and dancing and laughing, and 6 in the morning they were singing, and 7 in the night they were laughing, and 3 in the afternoon they were singing and laughing. The whole town was loaded drunk from day to night. Gay old Vienna, with the waltzing and the dancing and the waltzing till you were blue in the face. We used to go up to the pier garden and then flaum every Saturday night and shrill up all that lousy pier and stay up till all hours. Waltzing and dancing and waltzing, crazy people, sometimes till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. We danced and we danced and we waltzed and we danced. If we only had women, we were dancing with each other. Where were all the women? They were in Paris with that crazy French painter, Screwloose-Lautrec. Paris! Ah, old Vienna. City of great men. Great men were always visiting Vienna. There was Schubert. He couldn't help it. He was born there. Napoleon paid a visit to Vienna with some of his friends. 60,000 of them. They were his army. He sent 2 of his scouts in to scout this gay city. And they came back and said it was the dullest town they ever saw. Napoleon jumped back on his horse and screamed, "On to Las Vegas! That was Vienna!" Ah, old Vienna. In the summertime, the sun is out. Every day, the sun is out. You go to the amusement park with the big Ferris wheel there, and you plunk down a pfennig, and you go inside, and the music plays, and that wheel goes up and down and round, that big old Ferris wheel, and the sun gets hotter, and that wheel goes up and down and round, and it gets boiling in that seat, and you are tearing apart your collar, and that wheel keeps going up and down and round. You could die up there in that lousy wheel and nobody would know the difference. When you hear the word Vienna, one thing comes to your mind. Strudel. The strudel was to old Vienna what the knackwurst was to Hamburg. And every May the 2nd was a big strudel-eating contest under the auspices of the emperor himself, held on the big mountain which was outside Vienna called the Vienna Loaf. And every May the 2nd at 8 in the morning, they would start jamming that strudel down. First come the nut strudel, then come the cheese strudel, then come the cheese and nut strudel, then come the nut and the cheese strudel, then come the apple strudel, then come the nut and the apple and the cheese strudel, then come the cherry strudel, then come the nut and the apple and the cherry strudel, then come the cherry and the cheese and the nut and the apple and pineapple strudel, and a whole wheat pineapple apple cherry cheese with whipped cream on the inside, and a whole wheat pineapple apple cherry cheese with whipped cream on the outside, and the whipped cream connected to the apple sauce, and the walnuts connected to the cherry cheese, and the whole wheat connected to the hip steak. All year we starved, but on May the 2nd, we ate strudel. I remember the last contest. It was pitch black at night when there was one contestant left, one man, a blacksmith named Hans Krapfen, had eaten 275 pounds of strudel, and he was groveling in the ground trying to suck away another pound. When he got up to receive the medal from the emperor, he was holding onto a rock. But the guard yelled, "Stand at attention when the emperor pins a medal on you!" He took his hand from the rock and toppled over the mountainside like a tremendous blockbuster. Down the mountain he went and started an avalanche. All the rocks and the strudel and the mountain came down over the biggest avalanches I have personally ever seen. It broke windows in Pittsburgh. Women and children ran from their homes, and those who could afford it ran to Paris to that crazy artist school of Lautrec. Every building, every shop, every little cafe was annihilated from this mad monster of a strudel slide. And that was the end of Old Vienna.
Now, every May the 2nd, you see a little sign in all the little bakery shops in Vienna. There will be no strudel eating on the mountain today, by order of the emperor. Ah, that was Vienna!